So we have the two characters in the gospel today, the rich man and poor Lazarus. And the rich man, he doesn't really even take time to acknowledge, you know, poor Lazarus, and doesn't share anything with him. And when they die, Abraham says to the rich man, "You received what was good, Lazarus what was bad. Now he is comforted, whereas you are tormented." Of the two characters, Lazarus, the rich man, which one do you relate with more? Sounds like neither. Which one do you relate with more? You know, maybe you're like, well, I mean, I'm not like homeless. You know, I'm not living in the streets. But you justify yourself and say, well, you know, it gives me a sense of peace of mind because maybe I'm not so rich like the rich man. You know, what was he wearing? It says fine linen, purple. You know, do you have purple fine linen garments? You know, maybe not. You know, so well, okay, so maybe I'm not that rich, so I don't need to worry. Whew. Right? But dare I say, in God's eyes, we're all rich. We're all rich. And in fact, raise your hand if God gave you nothing. Right? Because if that's the case, if God gave you nothing, then you have nothing to give and you don't need to worry about it. You're good. But nobody raised your hand. So God must have given you something. In fact, God has given us a lot. God has blessed us with so many things, with our, you know, family, our health, education, talents, jobs, retirement, and if anything, if nothing, the gift of eternal life to come. And today is part three of three of the stewardship series. And I know that I have not been doing the 6 p.m. Mass a lot because I do a lot of Spanish Mass. But just to kind of give you a little recap, and did Father Mark talk about stewardship a little bit? Oh yeah, okay, all right, okay. So what is a steward? House manager. Okay, exactly. I've been saying this the last 3 years. Great. Yes, a steward is basically a house manager, recognizing that everything that I have, my time, my talents, my treasure, is not mine. It belongs to God. I just happen to manage it for 50 years, or maybe 100 years if I live to be that long, right? And just to give a little recap of kind of like a play-by-play summary of leading us to today, 2 weeks ago, do you remember the gospel 2 weeks ago? That was so 14 days ago. Well, who cares what happened back then? No, it's very important. The gospel 2 weeks ago was, yeah, the lost sheep. Okay, I got you. The 99 sheep and the one, the 10 coin and the one, and the prodigal son. Three parables put into one. And basically what I asked was a transformation in the way we think and the way we talk from the language of common sense to the language of generosity, right? Because the language of common sense says, why would I go out of my way for that one lost sheep? Why would I go out of my way to and celebrate this coin that's not even worth a penny? Why would I, you know, seek out my own son who kind of wishes that I was dead and just took my money and ran away? That's not common sense. But it makes perfect sense in the language of generosity. And I use the example of, remember 2 weeks ago we celebrated 9/11? Memorial 9/11. If you were the firefighter, or if you were the police officer, if you were the rescue team, and you see the Twin Towers falling apart and the debris and all this chaos, what does common sense tell you? Go home. Common sense tells you, oh, I got a family and kids, you know, I better go home. The language of generosity tells you, there might be one person in that building, and it's my job, it's my duty to save that somebody who's stuck in the building, right? The language common sense tells you, the church doesn't need my money. The language common sense tells you, I don't need to share my time. I don't need to share my talents. I'm fine. It's the way it is, you know? And then why is Father talking about money again? You know, right at the beginning of Mass, when I said today is part three of stewardship, 30% of you shook your head. Like, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Talking about money. I hate this, right? The language of generosity tells you, God has blessed me with so much. What is the least that I can do to give back? and share my time, talent, and treasures. Right? And then last week, remember the gospel last week? 7 days ago. It was a gospel of the steward. Right? There's a reason why I'm doing these series at this time, because it's a gospel. The gospel of the steward. And what's he been doing with the money? He's been squandering. He's been stealing. And the master says, I smell something fishy. I want a full account of your stewardship. And last week, we have a little projection of where we're at in our finances. Basically, an account of our stewardship as a parish. And basically, the summary is, we're doing okay. We hope to meet our budget, but we need your help. We need a 4% increase to help us, you know, meet our goal. And I also gave a personal account of my own stewardship, of how I have been managing my own time, my own talents, and my treasures, right? And just so that you kind of get to know a little bit, okay? In terms of time, did you know that I'm part-time here? And I'm mostly, oh, the Father Steve, he's on vacation all the time, and he's not here. You know, why is he not here? You know? I mean, I'm thankful that you miss me, okay? But I'm part-time, starting July 1st. Part-time because I have another role. I'm the director of campus ministry at St. Francis High School in Mountain View. So I'm trying to, you know, it's two part-time, but it's two full-time, actually, right? Because at our parish, I'm down to part-time, but do we have any other priests filling in for the other half? No. So we're down to 1.5 priests here at this parish. Father Mark and half of me. And there was a time at this parish where we had less people, no Hispanic ministry, and we had 3 or 4 priests. Now we have more people. It's great. We have, you know, a lot more ministries, but we're down to 1.5 priests. Partly is because of the lack of priests, the vocation, the priesthood. Partly is because of budget as well. Okay? But in terms of time, I don't mind, you know, so I try to do the best I can to serve you and the needs of this parish. In terms of talents, I've discovered in the last few years, I'm really interested in this area of education, you know, which is why I'm teaching, which is why I'm building a school, which is why I'm getting a master's degree in education. And I got to share that. It's not just for me, but I got to share that. And I really, you know, enjoyed kind of helping our local neighborhood here, starting the Angels Reading Camp for our children who really need help in reading, and I've seen them grow, and I want to take that to the next level. Maybe this summer, start a summer program, like a top-of-the-line summer program, you know, and give scholarships to children so that they can, you know, do better in the area of education. In the area of treasure, okay, I think most of you know, kind of know me, all right? So our family, I've shared with you, you know, personal things about me and my family. You know, we're not Bill Gates rich, okay? But we're not poor, all right? And I've been blessed with so many things, you know? And I've never had to sleep outside. I've never went a day where I was hungry in my life, which is a blessing from God. Everything that I've needed, asked, I've never had any problems. But just recently, a little challenge came, and which is, you know, like, parents, and they do like the living trust and wills and all this, you know what I'm talking about, all this lawyer paperwork. Well, we're kind of finished all that, and you know, I got all the paperwork, and do you know where all the money goes, our family money inheritance goes? I'm an only child. Guess where it goes? It goes to me, right? And I'm thinking, what am I going to do with all this millions of dollars here? Raise your hand if you want money. You want some money? There you go. You know, and it's just, it's a big task that I'm entrusted with. And how can I use it to help people in need? And why wait till my parents die? Or why wait till I die? Especially after this gospel today, you know, I want to enjoy the riches here on earth, and I want to die as a poor man. So I can go to heaven too. I don't want to be in hell and all that stuff. I don't want to, you know, so that's a big challenge for me. And I'm trying to pray and ask the Lord, where do you want me to be a good steward? You know, and I want to give it all away before I die, maybe before I'm 50, you know, so that I don't need to worry about all that. So that's a challenge that I've been, you know, pressed with, but that's me. I don't know where you're at, but I ask all of you for your homework to give a full account of your stewardship. Where am I at in my relationship with the Lord? In the area of time, in the area of talent, in the area of treasure. And today is week 3. This is commitment day. This is where the rubber hits the road. And hopefully the last couple weeks you're like, okay, not bad. That's interesting. Okay, I need to share and give. Okay, yeah. Well, today is when you make the commitment, right? And it's a little bit something like this. Talk about speaking a different language. Language of common sense to a language of generosity. Do you speak a different language? Anybody? You know? Yeah, some of you speak Spanish. Maybe you speak Tagalog or Chinese or Vietnamese. Yeah. Is it easy to learn another language? It's very hard. I mean, if you're really smart, I guess it's easy, you know. But I was forced to learn Spanish because part of the ministry here. And I was in Mexico, and I really had to kind of swallow my pride and just, okay, I'm an idiot. Here we go, right? And just throw myself out there and just kind of, you know, let people make fun of me and all kinds of stuff. Okay, it's okay, all right. But through all that, you know, hardship, there was a moment about a month and a half into the Mexico thing. There was a moment, I remember that day, where I woke up and I was like, whoa, I just understood what you said. And a moment where I was able to communicate here, and they understand what I'm saying. You know, where just like everything just kind of opens up. That was a beautiful day. And it's kind of like hearing a beautiful choir, a four-part harmony, or you're at a symphony and everything's in sync, in tune. That's what I hope for all of us, all of you, as we make this shift, this transition from the language of common sense to the language of generosity, to the language of, oh, the church doesn't need my time, talent, and treasure. I'm fine the way it is. Why is he talking about money? Stop, you know, to the language of God has blessed me. How can I give back? And let me share with you some examples of how this works. Because it is life-changing when you speak another language, when you speak the language of generosity. In the area of time, I met this lady parishioner, very nice lady. She's been a parishioner here for 30 years. I'm 30 years old. She's been a parishioner longer than I've been alive, you know? And just kind of talking to her, and the topic of prayer came up. Because when it comes to time, it's dedicating your time to pray to the Lord. And I asked her, so do you pray? And she says, I go to church. I said, yeah, wonderful. We go to church. Church, you know, the Mass is the highest point of Christian prayer. But do you pray, like, at home? She says, I go to church. I said, well, so, okay. So that means you don't pray, right? Then I challenge you, why don't you spend some time in prayer? It's wonderful that you go to church. But during the weekday, spend some time in prayer. How about an hour? And if that's too much, start with 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Just spend time with the Lord. Whatever you want to do. Pray the rosary. You want to read the Bible. Just meditate. Whatever, you know. And then that has changed her life. You know, after 6 months, she says, she feels much more in tune with the Lord. And this is what got me. She says, she stopped taking her anxiety pills. How is that not life-changing? No? Area of talent, you know? I know another person who says, who's been asking God, you know, well, I don't know, I'm kind of getting old and, you know, I've been in some bad relationships and now I'm single and I'm kind of depressed and nobody likes me. And will I ever find someone? Will I ever get married? Will I ever have kids? I'm going to be 80 years old and single and lonely and all by myself. Oh, poor you. I said, why don't you lighten up? Why don't you do more than eharmony.com? Why don't you get your butt up and be involved in something like a ministry, you know, and get to meet people, right? And that's where you encounter people. Well, just fast forward, okay? He decided to help out with the youth group, which is like the most difficult ministry, I think, you know? But fast forward, he married and they have a baby on the way. How is that not life-changing? And last but not least, treasure. The most sensitive, the most delicate one, okay? Another parishioner who's struggling with his finances. And then he's saying, well, you know, Father Steve, I used to be Protestant. And like over there, like there's like no choice. They like force you to give, you know? And I'm so thankful that the Catholic Church, you don't force us to do anything. You know, just I could do whatever I want. I could give nothing, or I could give little, and you don't, you know, yell at me or anything, you know. But I still feel guilty because I'm used to tithing. And how much should I give or what should I give? And I said, well, I mean, you should be generous. Speak the language of generosity. Give your first fruits to God. And when it comes to tithing, you know, it's 10% of what you earn. Not all 10% has to go to St. Lucie. Not all of, you know, what little I make goes to St. Lucie. Okay, I give to other charitable organizations that I think makes a difference in people's lives. I give to people. I give to my godchildren. You know, I give, but not everything goes to St. Lucie. But I hope St. Lucie is top three. Okay, I hope it's top three. All right? And I really challenge him. Don't be cheap, man. And it was difficult for him because he had a little debt. He had a little debt and creditors calling him and stuff. Well, fast forward a year later, now he tells me he's debt free. And I'm going, how's that possible? Because, I mean, I'm not a math whiz here because, I mean, it's great that you're debt free, but can you tell me more? Because if I have $1,000 in the bank account and if I give $100 to St. Lucie, how much do I have? $900. So how does that work? How can I be debt free when I'm losing money, right? If you look at the math. And he says, well, you know, when you forced me to, you know, challenge me to tithe, it kind of forced him to look at his finances and say, what are the areas that I'm really kind of wasting money? And what are the things that are important in my life that I want to put my money into? So he recognized his credit card bill, everything. He was wasting a lot of money on alcohol, cable TV, you know, buying expensive. He has like 50 pairs of shoes. I said, I don't need any more of that. So cutting back on all that automatically, you know, it saves money, right? And now he can use that money to put it in things that he really thinks that is wise and fruitful. Don't tell me that is not life-changing either, right? So that's what I ask us to do this week. Some of you really have been taking this seriously. And I heard you've been praying about it, thinking about it. How can I make a commitment to the Lord? Some of you don't care. Some of you are like, whatever. That's most of you, I think. But what I ask you to do is in the corners of the pews, there's this sheet here. Okay, you've seen this. We've made some modifications to it. So take one per family, please. Okay, and I know this is not like a fancy sheet. Okay, we're going low tech here to, you know, budget. All right. So think of, this is the challenge. This is the commitment that I'm asking for all of you. I need you to give 1 hour of my time outside of just going to Mass, 1 hour of my talent, 1 hour of my treasure, right? And 1 hour of treasure means if I make $30 an hour, you know, that's how much I should put in, right? And if some of you are really ready and you're like, okay, I'm filling out right now, okay? You put in the collection today. Most of you, I ask you to take it home, consider thinking about it, praying about it, talk about it as a family, right? And put it in the collection next Sunday. Okay? But that's a commitment that I ask all of us to grow in our spiritual lives and at our parish. 1 hour of my time, 1 hour of my talents, 1 hour of my treasure.